Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Austrian Wine Time Masterclass with the Steininger family. My name is Antoinette Landejean from Cork & Pork in Washington, D.C. We are a premium wine store founded by a multi-generational flying winemaker originally from Champagne, France. I'm delighted to introduce today's producer, Steininger. In 1989, Carl Steininger began making sparkling wine, implementing the traditional bottle fermentation method. His priority was, and still is today, the highest quality production from the vineyard to the bottle. Carl is one of the most important sparkling wine producers in Austria. With the varietal and vintage pure sparkling of 9 grape varieties, he found his own Austrian sparkling wine philosophy. Each individual bottling reflects the typical taste of the respective base wine. Today, the Steininger team is made up of Carl and lifelong partner in both love and business, Brigitta. Their eldest daughter, Eva, is the next generation. Eva graduated from the prestigious Wiener Hack, studying Enology and International Wine Business. We are honored to host this event tonight with the Steiningers, who are also represented by Klaus Wittauer of KW Selections. For those joining us live, we'd love to hear from you. Place your questions in the Q&A and we'll get to them, time allowing. Since our guests are joining us live from Austria, quite a few hours ahead of us here in the United States, we will move immediately into the presentation. Klaus, please introduce yourself and this beautiful winery.
Well, thank you, Antoinette. And I'm so excited about today because Brigitta and Carl are such great not just winemakers, and of course, sparkling wine is my love, and I really enjoy sparkling wine so much. And let's get started right away. They're coming in from Austria, like you said, a few hours ahead of here. So here's Carl in the vineyard and Brigitta. Carl, I let you go in and kind of introduce your family and take us through this tasting while I just drink and enjoy myself.
Cheers. A warmly welcome from Austria. Thank you that you joined the time with us. Here on the picture, you see our 3 daughters. Beside Carl is Eva. In the middle is Lisa, the youngest one, and Anna. And on the left side is our son-in-law, Peter, who is married with Eva. And they are following behind or with us in the winery. All 3 children are working in the wine business. Anna married another winemaker in next village. Lisa studied wine in Germany and she's working for the wine museum Loisium. And Peter, he's the right hand of Carl, very long time in the meantime. So he's responsible for the cellar, for the winemaking, and for the vineyards. In the meantime, we have a few grandchildren, so next generation is already beside us. We are 100% family run. So we got the winery from Carl's parents, and I'm daughter of a winery as well. We are located in the Kamptal, in the city Langenlois. It's the main town of the Kamptal. And we cultivate about 60 hectares. Of course, most important grape variety is Grüner Veltliner, followed from Riesling and many other varieties we planted, a few of them especially for sparkling wine. Yeah, of course, we love our wines, but the passion is with sparkling wine. Carl's father, he was a farmer 30 kilometers north of here, and he had to leave his farm. Hitler built there a military place, and we are very happy that he decided to move to Langenlois, and he bought the historical winery with the cellar and 1 hectare land. You see here the property. We are very proud that, and we are protecting the very old house. We are directly in the center. So when we open the door, the guests can walk in the taste, and the cellar is behind the winery. Here you see through the window our tasting room. It's also very old. It's a ton from 17th century.
And the pigs used to be in there and the potatoes, right? And now we just taste wine in there.
Yeah.
So here's the tasting order for today. So hopefully everybody already poured themselves a glass of the Grüner Veltliner sect, which we are starting. And then the second wine will be the Ried Heiligenstein, the Große Reserve sect. And then I actually moved the Zweigelt sect to the end of the tasting. So the third wine, we're going to have the two Grüner Veltliners, the Ried Loisium and the Grand Cru Grüner Veltliner is now wine number four. And then finishing with the two red wines, the Zweigelt, which does initiate the grape. Professor Fritz Zweigelt lived in Langenlois when he developed this grape in 1922. And we're going to finish with the Zweigelt sect. So why don't you guys tell us about this first wine, the Grüner sect, and then we're going to show a short movie to get you guys in to Langenlois and to the vineyards. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about the sparkling wine philosophy. But tell us a little bit about the Grüner sect.
Yeah, Grüner Veltliner sect is the most important sect because Grüner Veltliner is unique for Austria and our most important variety. As Antoinette already mentioned, we created our own Austrian wine stylistic and show all our sparkling wines varietal and vintage. So we have here vintage 2016. And when you smell in the glass, we like to use open glasses when you no flutes. You also can use a white wine, a white wine glass, yeah? Because we want that you smell. When you smell the typical character of Grüner Veltliner. You have apples, you have pepper, you have herbs and spices. And we always want to show 100% the grape. And each of them is different.
Wir waren die Ersten in Österreich, die die Philosophie endlich erfunden haben.
We started 89 with sparkling wine and from the first moment it was clear for us, we don't want to copy anything. You cannot compare different wine regions. Although we are nearly at the same altitude as Champagne, we have different soil, we have different climate, and we have also a different wine stylistic. So we want to show what you are used from our still wines. We want that you find in sparkling wine again.
So I'm going to take you in to this beautiful Heiligenstein vineyard and here in the Steinhaus. Get some pictures. We are in Austria. Hand harvest, of course.
Harvest. The loisium. This is Eva. Gita. So everything is picked by hand. You see the Cantalite Valley. We have soft hills and a very beautiful landscape. Of course, harvest is the most important time for us.
Quality control.
Gita.
Single berries, distant.
Here we are in the cellar. Sparkling wine cellar. We are 10 meters under earth, perfect for storage. We use the natural temperature. Peter is open a bottle to control and to taste before disgorgement. Yeah. To make sparkling wine are 100 steps of work. So it starts in the vineyard. so many different steps and a lot of work. Of course, the family likes to sit together to enjoy wine and food. Here, I see we have Wiener Schnitzel. Emily is growing. The next grandchild is on the way. Here we have
the
menu in the vineyard.
When you come to Austria, Antoinette, we will have a dinner there. So, yeah, this was just a little short introduction to give you a little bit feel, because we all, I think, have to take a trip to Austria very soon when we can start traveling again. So, Brigitte or Karl, take us back into your philosophy about sparkling wine. You started a little bit telling us a little bit. So here, because Karl always tells me sparkling wine is actually the noble form of wine. It makes wine taste even better.
Yeah, it has to be, because it needs so long time. So we use only really the best grapes, very healthy grapes for sparkling wine, because you can only try to bring in the glass what you have from the vineyard. So our philosophy is we harvest a bit later, so high quality wines. And second fermentation underlines always, the fine mousse underlines the character of the grape. So we produce different quality steps. So we had first Grüne Veltliner, vintage 2016, it was reserve. So, and beside Grüne Veltliner, we show also other varieties like Pinot Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc, Muscatella, Cabernet Sauvignon. So we have a very huge range, and it's a very important for Steininger. Here you see the entrance to our cellar. So it's very unusual in Austria that the cellar is right behind the house where we live and work. So we have a cellar labyrinth under earth where we use the natural temperature for second fermentation and for storage. Here Karl is controlling the riddling process.
And it's really done by hand.
Yeah, everything is done.
No machines, no robots. It's actually done by the people, mostly family, who have to go in the morning before breakfast to do the riddling, right?
And then we taste to breakfast.
The good thing is I sleep late, so we usually don't have to do that when I visit. Here's the next generation. So Peter and Eva. Actually, Karl and Brigitte, as we say in Austria, in pension, they have turned over the winery already to their children. And Eva is proud to continue Papa's business. And, one of the reasons why this Grüner Veltliner sect also tastes a little richer and good too, is because some of the base wine, a little bit like in Krug, I know the Krug costs a little bit more money than the Steininger sect,
but little bit.
They just do it the same way, don't they?
Yeah, the base wine was in 2,000 liter Acacian barrels. So we don't want new barrels, because we don't want to overtouch the fruit and of the wine of Grüner Veltliner. but the wine can breathe more in the barrels. And generally, our sparkling wines are a bit richer as most other sparkling wines because we start a second fermentation with higher quality wines.
Oh, this slide I just put in because Mother's Day is coming up. So if you guys need to please your wife, your grandma, your whatever, Steininger Sekt is perfect for that occasion. And now we go into this pyramid, which we'll see a lot more in Austria in the DAC regulations, but also now in the sparkling wine, because the next wine is really one of my absolute favorite wines.
It is Riesling Heiligenstein.
Can you tell us about this pyramid, Brigitte?
Yes.
This is unsere Idee, meine Idee.
Yeah, Karl's idea is the pyramid. We started as the first winemaker with vintage 2008 to offer a single vineyard sparkling wine. This was Riesling Heiligenstein vintage 2008. And when we started to sell it, a few weeks later, the cellar inspector came and told us, I was in the office, we are not allowed to mention on the label the single vineyard. I was very nervous and called Karl, and Karl came and he said, we have to change the law. And now we are there. So many discussions with other sparkling wine producers. Karl was in the committee developing this new sparkling wine law. So we have three quality steps. In the base is classic. The grapes can have to be from Austria, but it can be tank fermentation and bottle fermentation, and 9 months maturation on the lees. Then in the middle is already high quality. The grapes are harvested in a single Austrian federal state, and it's only allowed bottle fermentation and the storage of minimum 18 months on the lees. In our winery, the storage for reserve sparkling wines is in average 2 years. And on the top, you have Grand Reserve, Große Reserve. So this is from a single vineyard or from a village. And the storage on the yeast is longer, minimum 30 months.
Die Idee dahinter war, beim Sparkling gibt es auch international nicht recht viele Regeln. Und die Konsumenten sind teilweise verunsichert und wissen gar nicht, in welcher Qualitätsstufe sie den Sekt trinken. Das war eigentlich die eigentliche Idee der Pyramide.
The goal was for this new law that we mentioned already on the label, the quality step, because before people did not know often what they buy when they are not professionals. So now you have the quality step, and it's also controlled from the state with the red, white, red banderole, and it is analyzed and tasted from a committee till you are allowed to sell it.
Und mit der Regulation haben wir eigentlich das geschaffen, was die Champagne schon immer hat, aber auch sonst sind wir Welt international diese Regelung die ersten. Und Deutschland möchte es jetzt nachmachen.
Ja, Germany wants to start also to develop a quality regulation in different steps. So we are the first what started.
So I hope you charge them a good consulting fee. Karl, you charge Germany a good consulting fee for that, right? So they can
do that. Das Konzept der deutschen Regulation ist fast ident von Österreich.
Of course. So here we have this beautiful vineyard, the Heiligenstein, probably one of the most famous Riesling vineyards in the world, if I may say so. And Karl has this little vineyard, I think it's down here at the bottom, a little bit right there, right?
Am I right?
Just give me okay, nobody knows. So here, it's been always my favorite wine in your winery from day one. The single vineyard Ried Heiligenstein Große Reserve Riesling Sekt. I think the vineyard, that soil, that gneiss, that minerality, it's so clean.
Special soil. It is volcanic soil built up in millions of years with primary rock in different layers. We have terraces, stone terraces. On the bottom, we have the river Kamp bringing coolness. And then the stones keep the sun and give it to the wine. So we have a lot of ripeness, minerality, elegance, and it's always the most important single vineyard in not only for the Kamptal, and it brings perfect Rieslings.
Und Länge auf der Hefe und damit ganz fein der Kunze.
The wine, the Grand Reserve is before we bring it to second fermentation, 1 year in barrels. So in used barrels, and it is riper wine. Yeah, so the wine stylistic is different as in reserve category. It's really great wine. This is always our philosophy. Sparkling wine has to be a really great wine. Yeah,
and it's like a ballerina. This wine is just like, you know, it's champagne is yeasty, doughy, big, powerful, and I love champagne. But this has all that richness, but it's in such, you know, like the ballerinas, you don't even see that they're floating. And that's what I feel when I drink this wine. It floats on my palate, but it's always filling it. It's always rich, it's always there. And the finish for such an elegant wine is 5 minutes. I mean, you taste this wine 5 minutes in your mouth. So that's really what.
This is the perfect definition of richness. If you were to teach a wine class and try to explain that concept of what a wine needs to be when you call it rich, this is it, because it's got the layering, it's got the persistence. Everything comes together and it creates an experience that stops you in your tracks when you're tasting it, because there is so much to it. And again, you can see the quality and the care that goes into this wine. It's absolutely stunning. The aromas are just head swimming. And then the finish, as long as it is, it consistently has been one of the most amazing things that you've introduced me to, Klaus.
So it comes in this beautiful little box. When you open the box, it even has a birth certificate. So it tells you all about it. And then you got this beautiful bottle. I know people are scared of Riesling. There is nothing sweet. There's no sugar. It's zero dosage. This is just pure stone from the Heiligenstein. In that beautiful form of sparkling wine, elegant. And if there is one wine I would take to the island for the last days of my life, this would be the wine I take. If nothing else, I can drink. So thank you for making
Cheers.
Cheers. You making more than just one single vineyard sparkling wine. But yeah. We are a little bit slow in America. Let's concentrate on the Heiligenstein for a while. And then we'll go into the Steinhaus Grüner and the Pinot Blanc.
And the Panzan.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you guys make way too many wines. I never can sell all these wines. This is what you become at the Pope of Austrian wine here on the Sekt Tower. This is actually where this Grüner Veltliner single vineyard Steinhaus comes from, right up here where we have a little hut. And when you come and visit Austria, and if you call me ahead of time, I'm try to arrange for you a little tasting up here in this spot to taste some of the Steininger wines. So just give me a call. A little basic introduction to, of course, always I have to take this over. where Austria is located. You know, we are right close to Champagne, not close, but on the same latitude. So obviously, we go back to the monks. They brought many of the grapes from Burgundy and Champagne into Austria. So we've been growing these kind of grapes ever and have all this history. Grüner Veltliner and Riesling is in the Danube Valley up here, Vienna. And Kamptal is about an hour north from Vienna. This is where the Steininger family is located, in this beautiful village of Langenlois. So here is the Danube River, the second longest river in Europe. And Wien is Vienna. And if you go upstream, you come Wagram, and then is the Kamptal, and then there's the beautiful village of Langenlois and Zöbing. Of course, Brigitta, I cannot forget Zöbing, because where you from. And Karl found his bride about 3 miles. He went outside of his own village to find his Brigitta in Zöbing.
And the best vineyards are in Zöbing.
and the Heiligenstein
is in Zöbing, yeah.
Brigitta always tells me all the good vineyards are from Zöbing. That's what he tells me. So I could talk and talk and go on and on with sparkling wines from Steininger, but they also make some still wines. And of course, Grüner Veltliner is the flagship of Austria. And 30% of the vineyards are planted with Grüner Veltliner, and especially in the Kamptal, both Grüner Veltliner and Rieslings are the main grape varieties, but only 4% is Riesling. And we're going to go in to our first still wine, the Riedloisium. Brigitte, you want to tell us a little bit about this one?
Riedloisium is right behind the winery in downtown, so in the flat areas. So the Kamptal is a valley, and in the bottom is the river. And here we have less soil. It's heavy, deep soil blown in the ice time. On the hills, we have also sandstone, primary rock, and schiefer. There we plant the Rieslings. So Grüner Veltliner, this is 100% less soil, so the roots can grow very deep, and this brings the typical character for the variety. We are very proud of our Grüner Veltliner. When we started, Grüner Veltliner was always the cheapest wines. We run the winery 40 years now. We got it 1980 from the parents. But in the meantime, Grüner Veltliner is well known everywhere, and we can show it in so many different stylistics, from light fresh summer wines till really full-bodied wines. And Loisium is our first reserve wines. You have vintage 2018. And it's a very classic Grüner Veltliner. It has already ripe apples, but also herbs, meadow, spiciness, and it's a really perfect Veltliner to enjoy to a lot of different food.
And this picture up here, some of you who listen from Washington may notice, this is the Kennedy Center, and the new addition to the Kennedy Center was built by a famous architect from New York, Stephen Hull, who also built the wine museum right in the middle of this vineyard, Loisium. And before we get into that, you guys also joined the Certified Sustainable Austria Association. So all your winery now is certified sustainable, right, Brigitta?
Yes, it is important to work and live close to nature for next generations. And we are certified, I think, now since 2 years. And for me, to be sustainable is even more or as important as to work biologic, because it is controlled, or there is controlled all parts of winemaking, in the vineyard, in the cellar, in the production and the delivery. So we are very proud that we did this step.
So if I heard you correctly earlier, there's another grandchild coming?
Yes.
Lisa?
Lisa, number 8 is coming, yeah.
Wow. So that's probably why this is so important, because it's for the next generation. You really?
Yes. Yeah.
It's want to keep all these vineyards for the next generation. So Carl, you kind of came up with this concept of the Loisium, didn't you? Well, Brigitte, you can talk for Carl because he hasn't had enough wine yet. He still speaks German. Carl, can you speak English?
A little bit. Die Idee war eigentlich, dass man Slangenlois als Weinbauregion berühmter macht.
Yeah. We have in the downtown center, in the historical center of Langenlois, a labyrinth of wine cellars under earth. So we are one we own one of those cellars, and partly are the cellars where the cellars not used anymore. And so we had with our neighbors the idea to connect the cellars and to open it for the tourism as a museum. And the old cellars, they are still old. We did not touch them, but the new parts, here you see the vinotheek, the entrance building for tastings, and is modern, and also a wine and spa hotel behind it. And the architect was Stephen Hall. It was a funny story because our neighbor invited him because he had an exhibition in Vienna. And first he was not so impressed, but after a few bottles of Grüner Veltliner, he said yes, and he designed the vinotheek and the hotel. The red parts are the cellars where you walk through. In the middle is the entrance building, the museum, and behind the wine and spa hotel.
Well, and the way how I got the story is that this was drawn at 4 o'clock in the morning on a paper napkin after Stephen Hall and Carl had a few bottles of wine together, and Stephen Hall doesn't speak German and Carl doesn't speak too much English. Somehow they connected and came up with their project. And then when actually, you know, the next vintage is 2019, and this wine is just consistently in the mid 90 ratings. And then when they found this hotel idea in the middle of the vineyard, they shook hands. And in 2003, the museum opened. And in 2005, this beautiful hotel opened. And I just encourage you guys, if you want to visit Austria and go into the vineyards, it's only about an hour outside of Vienna. Check into this Loisium Wine Spa. This is the spa right here. This is the swimming pool. This is the restaurant, and the hotel rooms are kind of floating on top. And there was just put an extension. There's a new building. They're just getting ready to open up over here on that side.
30 rooms more on the left side.
So, and then also, Carl, you guys developed now something else, which I find so incredible. You can check out a key at the front desk, and then you can walk through the vineyards. And then there's a few stops within the different vineyards where there's a little hut, and your key opens up a refrigerator, and then you can drink a wine from that specific vineyard. And you can even call down to the front desk, and they will deliver you a picnic up to that vineyard wherever you are. So it's just unbelievable. It's the ultimate wine experience. I think, Nick, you've been one of those walks with me, haven't you?
I think everyone should go to the Loisium, end of story. It is one of the best places. The heated pool, the only downside is you have to remember to be done drinking with the whole Steininger family before 11, so you can go in the pool before they close it down. But it is such a perfect experience for anyone that is a wine fan to be right there in the middle of the vineyards, the best food, the best wine. And the staff is so knowledgeable. It's compared to resorts in the States, it's completely reasonable. And yes, I can't wait to go back.
Well, good. Keep selling and you can come back. So now we go into another wine, which is really, it takes me you know, it has this Austrian German long bottle shape, but when you open this wine, it reminds me of Burgundy. And many of you know me, I worked at L'Auberge Francois as a sommelier for many years. So of course I love Burgundy wines. And Brigitte or Karl, take it from here and tell me why this tastes, this Grüner Veltliner tastes like a Burgundy.
Yeah, this Grüner Veltliner is always harvested at the end. So we have very ripe grapes and the vinification is different as for the other, for Loisium. Loisium was 100% in stainless steel and this wine stores in 8 months in 2000 liter Acacian barrels. So it gives another stylistic.
Da wollen wir nicht den Holzeinfluss zeigen, sondern nur die Oxidation des Holzes.
So the, again, the wine can breathe more in the barrels. So it develops a bit different. And so you have a riper fruits in the nose. You have ripe pears. You have ripe apples. But it is not overtouched from wood. It's just the wine is more smooth.
Das Holz dürfte man gar nicht spüren.
Now you don't feel any of the wood. It's just creamy, lush texture. It goes on. I know this is from my Thanksgiving newsletter, but any kind of holiday, any kind of big meal you have, any kind of meal which, you know, lobster, veal, chicken, cream sauce, scallops, this is the perfect wine. This is just, I mean... I cannot say much more. Karl, didn't you do, there was like a little bit like the Judgment of Paris. You guys did, like, before you opened the Loisium, you did a worldwide tasting with different Grüner Veltliners. And yeah. If I remember correctly, the Grand Cru came in on the top compared to some very expensive wines from around Chardonnays. Basically, you compared different Chardonnays around the world with Grüner Veltliner.
Yeah, and Grüner Veltliner can age very well when it's full-bodied, when it's rich like this wine. So it's a completely different stylistic as when you taste a Kamptal DSC. So.
Das Weinbusiness hat sich für uns auch geändert. Früher haben wir ja fast ausschließlich in Österreich verkauft und jetzt sind wir international tätig. Und da müssen wir sich natürlich mit internationalen, top internationalen Weinen auch vergleichen können. Und das ist ja halt immer das Tasting mit anderen Weinen von der ganzen Welt.
Ja, wir können uns international vergleichen. Früher ja, haben wir nur
Englisch.
Sorry, I should not taste. So, years ago we sold only in Austria, so we were used other wine stylistics, but now we are exporting 40% and it is great when we can... When we can compare our wines with very high quality wines from other wine areas.
Wow, this is so elegant. This is so rich. This is creamy in texture. Nick, and then, I think this is all we should sell from now on out. Just go out with this.
I don't know if you recall, but this was the one that got me onto the Austrian wine train, so to speak. I remember you walked into the wine store where I was working. And at the time, you told me, you know, Nick, your Austrian section is not big enough. And I looked at you like you were crazy when you told me that, because I had, you know, some Prager, some Cracker. I had at least probably 6 to 10 Austrian wines in their own section. And you looked at me and said, but you only have 3 Grüners and you don't have one like this. And at the time, I had been a huge fan of the Trimbach wines and the Cuvée Frédéric Emile. And so you said, this... we'll compete with those Alsace style wines, and it will blow them away. And so I said, okay. And that was back when you were still using the glass corks. So immediately I knew that there was something different about this wine because I had never seen that before.
Well, I hope Sean does not listen to this taping because I will never be invited back to Alsace. But anyway, it is true. I love this wine and it goes there. And this is the Grand Cru. Karl kind of had to go a little bit with the French, you know, it's Grand, the best, and Grü for Grüner Veltliner. So It's not Grand Cru. I've seen it listed on the wine lists around the country wrong many times, which is okay. But it's our or their best Grüner Veltliner. But now we are moving into single vineyards. So down the road, the Steiningers, and I think I convinced Antoinette already one time that we will do a single vineyard tasting of all the different ones, because this is actually Wechselberg and Loisium.
Yes, yes.
19 vintage.
Yeah, and it's already, the Grand Cru is already a brand. We have it many years. Nowadays, maybe we would, the name would be Großer Grüner Veltliner in German. But this is a brand for Steininger. And beside, we have the single vineyards like Kittmannsberg, Lamm, Steinhaus.
But wow, you're in for a treat next time. Also, when you come to Austria, this is kind of what it looks in the tasting room. They are just waiting for us to come. Brigitte loves to cook the Schweinsbraten for us. Eva loves to present the wines. So there's always great. Carl needs to build another wall so he can put all his awards up, because every year there's way too many awards to, you run out of space to put them up. And I know last time, just before Corona shut us all down, I visited the winery with a small group. And down in the cellar, I found this bottle of 1999 Riesling Steinhaus. And we had that. And I think this is going to be always in my mind when I think Steininger from now on out, because that was just so magnificent. And then in December, I got a note from the wine enthusiast that the new vintage of the Steinhaus got 97 points. So Carl, congratulations. Antoinette, sorry, another tasting. We're going to have to do Riesling tasting as well, not just Grüner. So yeah, I have to go away from white wine, because in this little village of Langenlois, there's also another grape variety important for Austria. And Professor Fritz Zweigelt actually lived in Langenlois. So I let Brigitte tell us a little bit more about that while I open my Zweigelt.
Yeah, Professor Zweigelt developed this cross especially for our cooler climate. So we have here cool nights, warm days, and Zweigelt is a perfect variety for the area. It is a cross between Blaufränkisch and Saint Laurent. So it can bring richness, fruit, a lot of red berries, tannins, but it is always animating as well and showing spiciness for another sip. So you can serve it to many occasions. You can serve it to barbecue, to red meat, to Italian cuisine, or also to dark chocolate with some red fruits.
Wow, this 18 is delicious. It's soft, it's round, elegant, has the beautiful cherry. You know, isn't Anna and her husband a little bit involved with this production? And they went down to Piedmont and they did a lot of with Dolcetta and Barbera. Really reminds me.
Our son-in-law, he really loves red wines, and we always work a bit together, and he loves to work with the red grapes.
So I really taste that Piedmont, but still, this is classic Zweigelt. There's no tannins, so it's the perfect pizza wine. Burger, we all eat pizza and burger at least once a week, sometimes twice a week. So this should be a really house red wine. Sorry, I have to bring in more. You might have a little problems finding them right now, but I promise you, after tasting that today, 2018 is pretty good. Isn't that an incredible vintage for you for reds?
Yeah, it was a perfect vintage for reds.
Yeah, bei uns ist jeder Wadner-Jahrgang für Rotwein ein bisschen besser, weil wir ja doch ein cooles Klima haben.
So yeah, we have cool climate in Austria. So 17, 18, 19 were very warm vintages. And of course, the perfect red wine vintages. So here's a little story about the Zweigelt close to Neuburg, and Professor Fritz Zweigelt crossed the two grapes, Blaufränkisch and St. Laurent, to create this grape, which actually is a very high yielding grape. And in order to make wine like this, you cannot use all these grapes. So you do a little green harvest, and they have to cut, to make that a little bit smaller. So bring the yields down to get really a complex wine with that much flavor, because otherwise when you use the whole bunch like that, you would not get all those flavors. So, and then to finish off this tasting, this is something totally unusual, using the Zweigelt and making a red sparkling wine. So Brigitte, you can take it from here.
It's very unusual to have a red sparkling wine, but our philosophy is always to show 100% the grape variety and the character of the still wine. So we make first red wine before we start second fermentation. So the Zweigelt is a few months in large barrels, the still wine, before we bottle. And it's a niche product. You have to love it. But we can combine a whole dinner, a whole menu with all our different varieties. And Zweigelt is a very good food wine. So you can serve it to venison, you can serve it to so many things. And so the bubbles underline the fruit and the character of the grape variety.
Aber dieser Zweigelt-Sekt differenziert immer die Meinungen. Die einen sind gleich verliebt, weil es was anderes ist, und andere wiederum akzeptieren das nicht, weil es nicht international konform ist.
Yeah, you have to love it. Some people like it, some people prefer white sparkling wines. But it's really, I love it. Yeah, it's also seasonal or in spring, summer, you prefer a rosé, but at the end of a menu, or it's great.
It's so dry. There's nothing sweet here. It's smooth. On the mid palate, you got that cherry. You got really Zweigelt.
The mousse is very elegant.
Yeah. I mean, this is 2013 vintage we have still here, but the current release is 2015. And the disgorgement day on this wine, actually on the Steininger Sekt wines, on the back label, you can always see when they disgorge it, which means that's when they took that beer cap off when the wine got off the lees, and then the actual cork came in. And then the cork of the Zweigelt was still like a fresh mushroom. It was still fresh, and there's no air. So this was disgorged in 2000. I cannot see that.
Too much alcohol.
Too much alcohol. Samsung, the printer doesn't show me, but probably it was disgorged in 16 or something like that. Absolutely delicious. I know I want to get into some of the questions and answers. So I'm going to show you this little pictures here real quick from the sustainable organic vineyards. And of course the tractors are getting smaller because we are planting closer together. Beautiful, it's always sunny in Langenlois. It doesn't matter when you go there. And even if it's not so sunny, just go in the cellar and you'll see the sun in the cellar. Here's the terraces of this really 100 million year old soils where we grow the vines. And Steininger. So thank you. And I'm going to stop the presentation and bring up some pictures. And Antoinette, Nick, if you guys have any questions, Brigitte, Karl, thank you for staying awake. I got lots of wine to drink tonight. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, all of you, for joining us. But Karl and Brigitte, thank you for this incredible presentation and very personal introduction to the Steininger philosophy. Brigitte and Karl, any final thoughts before we begin to say goodnight?
Yeah, tell them to drink more of your wines.
Really?
More.
Yeah, I hope we could give you some information about our philosophy. Of course, time is short. We have to do a next and a next. One time with the single vineyards and then with Riesling. And so we have a huge range, but yeah, we cannot... Klaus cannot represent all varieties.
Klaus, you can.
I can.
But I'm really looking forward to travel again and hope that you can visit us soon.
Well, I can promise you one thing. Next time you come to Washington, Antoinette and Cork and Fork will make a very big Steininger masterclass or whatever we will come up with and show your wines. And I think, you know, a little trip to Austria is in for the future quite positively, I think so. And Nick, keep selling this. Thank you for doing this great job you're doing for us. And
thank you at home,
Nick,
keep drinking our wines.
I want to know who's going to bring the Mozartkugel for this Zweigelt so that we can have a little bit of that together, Klaus. Where's the chocolate?
That's a good combination. A little Mozartkugel and marzipan and this Zweigelt.
Please.
But actually, a lot of times, I'm personally not a big fan of red wine and sweets because it makes the wine even drier than it is. So I like Brigitte's. I love to have this with like venison or duck. Like a little breast of duck.
Okay.
And that, to me, is the perfect thing. And then actually Karl makes something completely new. It's because his youngest daughter married a Portuguese guy. And we make a Grüner Veltliner port. And I would do that with the Mozartkugel. So that will be another tasting.
It would be the next tasting. Yeah.
I happen to have a little bottle right here, so I can show it to you. So this is the Steininger Grüner Veltliner. We call it Kraftvoll because it's Grüner Veltliner, and it's in the way how you make port, you stop the fermentation with a brandy. And we actually made the brandy with Grüner Veltliner. And I can tell you a story. Brigitte loves brandy. She loves her cognac. One night after drinking all these wines from Karl, he took us down to the cellar and we tasted one of those new brandies, which was like 100 proof. And of course we did the little test with the lighter. And I burned all my hair. So anyway, none of that is in here. This is, of course, we drank all that night. Don't worry about it. But Kraftvoll, Grüner Veltliner port down the road with Mozartkugel is perfect.
Well, Klaus, we have a few people that are excited about that. So I think, Antoinette, at some point in time, we're just going to have the Klaus, the what would Klaus drink class. So all these things that he keeps saying to us that we can't have yet, we'll have to put them together and do a little tasting for everyone because they are always so stunning. Brigitte and Karl, it's such a wonderful pleasure to see you again. And I can't wait till we can do this in person. Cheers, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
All right, lovely. Well, thank you for joining us today, Brigitte, Karl, Klaus, and Nick. It's an amazing panel that we had this evening. For those viewing, we appreciate your interest in the great wines of Austria. We encourage you to visit our website calendar at corkandfork.co to view the upcoming Austrian wine events we have with some of the region's greatest producers, such as our guests this evening, the Steiningers. So thanks again. We look forward to seeing you again next year when you come to visit us. You're always welcome to visit us here in DC at Cork and Fork. And Klaus, Nick, see you again soon. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Yeah.